Hi, welcome to the usability testing session of UNC Charlotte Admission and Financial Aid website. This session will approximately last for 10 minutes. I'll ask you to perform a few basic tasks based on this wireframe. Please think aloud as you go through the website and complete the task so that we can understand your thought process. Also note that there's no right or wrong in this testing, so please use the website the way you normally navigate when browsing through the internet. Before starting the test, will you consent to record the audio?
Yes, I
am. Right, sure. So let's go to the first task. So imagine you're in the homepage of UNC Charlotte Admission website. I want you to navigate to the application form which you must fill. So what will you do initially?
So I'll see the homepage and I go to the left side and I can see there's an admissions panel with a drop down. I click on one of the page, and when the page comes up, I can see that there is a different parts of the page has been opened, and I can now go and select for the admissions.
Okay, alright. So now let's imagine that you want to check the deadlines for your application. So what will you do to see the deadline?
Oh yes, I can see the important dates on the left panel, and I can click on it, and when I click it, so there are different informations about those dates, so application open date or a deadline or financial date decisions, and those are the important dates that I need to get my admissions.
Alright, got it. So for the next task, let's say that you're done with your application form and now you want to proceed with the financial aid form. So what will you do to get to that form?
Okay, on the top I can see with home admission there is one option for financial aid. When I click on it, I get navigated to the different page, that is financial aid application. I can see there is either I can start the new application or continue with my application, and I can see there are different components where how can fill the application.
All right. Got it. So for the next task, let's imagine that you're unsure on how to fill the financial aid application. You've never done it before. So what would you do in that case?
So I could see it's a great thing that there is a different steps written to how to fill my application. So there is a different templates. The first template I can see is for international students, then template for in-state students. And yes, I can also see video then how to fill the financial aid form. That will be really helpful for me.
Okay, so let's say you're filling the application and you go through a field which is quite unclear and you're not able to understand what to fill in that field exactly. So what would you do in that case?
I could see there are a few points which I don't understand. So I'll mention the status. I can see there's an explanation mark over there. When I click on it, it provides me the information about a particular field.
Alright, so you're gonna see the tooltip and based on the information you're gonna continue.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, tooltip.
Alright, makes sense. So now let's say that no matter what, you're not able to proceed ahead with the application, you're stuck in a particular place and you can't proceed without continuing that. So in that case, what would you do? So here we have like three designs. One is the forum where you can check the FAQs and post community questions or see the questions as well of you can see like what issues the users were facing, and based on that you can find your response or you can ask your question. The next one is a live chat option where you can ask a bot or an actual user. If the bot is not able to answer, you can ask the actual user to clarify your doubt. And the third one is webinars. You can register for webinars prior to your application process, and you can clarify your doubts there and get to know how to fill the application. What approach would you exactly choose and why?
Okay, so I really liked all three, but I will prefer the live chat option.
Okay.
Because that will be personal one-to-one, and it will really help me resolve my particular issue. I don't want to spend much time figuring out different questions from FAQs, and I believe webinars will also be helpful for me, but I have to attend the full webinar to just get one particular question.
Got it, makes sense. So that's all I've ordered for the tasks. Now for follow-up questions, how was your experience with the website when trying to locate the application form and deadline related information?
No, it's perfectly clear, and I was easily able to navigate through the application, to finding the application form and this information.
Okay, so was it confusing to figure out what to do when you are unsure about the information we are providing by filling out the form? Or else, like,
No, I think tooltips is really helpful, and it's realized that there are two, three different ways that you've already explained that really helped you.
Alright, so were there any other things which you were expecting while filling the form or during the navigation process which you wanted to be implemented in the website?
I think everything is covered, and really good to see
Alright,
everything.
so that's about it. So thank you for your time and valuable feedback.
Thank you. Thank you very much.